positive. And as you sit tonight and listen tonight, you make up your mind. You are either going to be hot or cold. Hot or cold. You've got to have a made up mind.
Yes.
Father, we thank you for the word of tonight. We ask you to bless your people. Let the words of God penetrate in their heart and their mind and they receive with gladness. We thank you for we know you are great and you are a good God. We thank you for your anointing tonight. We pray, oh God, and we ask you to move self out the way and let your Holy Spirit, oh God, take over. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
All right, so tonight we're going to be coming from the book of Revelation. A couple of books. We're going to start with Revelation. Don't get nervous. You know, a lot of time when people say a revelation, folks start to get nervous. But Revelation, the 3rd chapter and the 15th verse, said, I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou art lukewarm, you're neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of thy mouth. One thing about the Lord, he can't stand lukewarm people. So lukewarm, there is no room for neutrality. See, in other words, there's no neutral ground when it comes to serving God.
Right.
You're either hot or you're cold.
Right.
You're either with him or you're not with him. Christ expects men should declare themselves in the earnest, either for him or against him. So he said, I will spew you out of my mouth. Lukewarmness provokes God. It provokes God. Because it's hard for him to do something with you. The spewing out is like punishment or rejection. You see, lukewarm is like falling away. Profess Christians who deliberately reject revealed truth. See, the outward profession of Christianity is maintained, but inwardly there is desire. Everything is a routine. There's no desire. Amen. Read it for the Lord. Everything is like a routine. Your alarm goes off on Sunday morning. You get up. Some of you may hit the snooze one or two times. You get dressed. You come to church. You sing a song or you give some praise. Routine seems like nothing. Amen. Nothing really. There's no really nothing spiritually in it. You haven't really placed yourself in it because it's like a routine that becomes natural to you. When you get up naturally, your mind says it's Sunday where you ought to be in church. But when you come to church, it's a different story. Your body is here physically, but your spirit or the spiritual mentality is not here. So as the song begins to play, automatically you can raise your hand and sing or whatever. But the heart is far from you. Matthew 15:89 says, the best people, they draw near unto me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. That's the word of God in Matthew 15:8-9. It says, but in vain They do worshiping and teaching the doctrine or the commandments of men. So in vain, they are worshiping them. And so oftentimes, the song singers have to keep singing some songs to try to motivate us, to try to get us in the mood for worship. Well, technically, we should have already came ready to worship. The worship and the praise should have started at home. By the time you get to church, we enter in just like that. One won't have to be too many prop and pride. Amen. Won't be no, come on, let's get in, let's go. Shouldn't have to be, because you should have already been ready. Right. Ready to go.
Yes, Lord.
That's why I like the morning prayer at 9:30. Amen. Because it gets me going. Amen. I look forward to it. God always said warning before he sends destruction. The church of Laodicea, the apostle Paul, I've already talked to them concerning the way they were. You see? So here it is, that Revelation says, wait a minute. You look warm.
Yeah.
But if you look at Colossians 2, 1 and 3, let's look at it right quick.
Colossians 1 and 3.
Colossians, the second chapter. Watch me. Just let you know that the apostle already was concerned about them. So Revelation wasn't the first time this situation came up. And so he says, for I would, the second chapter, that you knew what great conflict I have for you. And for them I will deceive. Look at that. The same church in Asia. And for as many have not seen my face in the flesh, that their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love, and unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God and the Father and of Christ. So apparently there could be some issue with that. So here it is all the way through Revelation now, the same church. He wrote a letter to Laodicea. It says that under the angel of the church of Laodicea, write this thing, said amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou you were cold or hot. So then because you are lukewarm, I'm going to spew out of your mouth. It's about. Amen. Lukewarm. We got to be careful that we don't fall into this lukewarmness.
That's right.
We have to make up our mind. God needs committed people.
Mm-hmm.
God needs committed people.
Amen.
We must make up in our minds whether we're going to serve God or not.
Amen.
You either saved or you're not saved.
Right.
How can you be ready for a harvest that there's so often other times to talk about? Is there, if there is no consistency, no desire?
Right.
You either with God or you're not with God.
That's right.
Also, if you say, or it might be a drinking term, say you're wishy-washy. If you hear that term, be today you're this way, tomorrow you're that. Today you're saved, tomorrow you're saved.
Right.
You just can't make up your mind. So you're here this Sunday, but next Sunday we don't know if you're going to show up.
Mm.
Yeah, that's right.
Say so.
We don't know. So how can we commit things for you to do in the house of the Lord?
Amen.
It's hard to include you in the church events because we don't know, you might not show up.
That's right.
Amen.
We see you now, but next Tuesday we might not see you. Oh, that's Wednesday. Amen. And sometimes you even make promises. I'll be there. Yes, I'll be there. But you never show up. There is a lot of work to be done, but we have to be committed, sincere, and loyal.
Amen.
And not be caught up in our own agenda.
Amen.
Right, that's right.
Folks have too many things going on. Your agenda becomes more important than God's agenda.
That's right.
When it comes to doing the things of God, you have to check with Seth. Whether self can do it or not. Or whether self can be there or not. They take care of soldiers' wreck. And there is a report that's called SRB, Soldier Readiness Brief. And on that is a synopsis of the soldier military career. Now, in one section, there's a section, say, religion. So they ask for religion. Mm-hmm. And all the funny ideas of me doing this, you know, you see all kinds of stuff up there. Yeah, you see Pentecostal, you see Catholic, you see no religion, you see Christian, you see non-Christian. You know, sometimes we just see other. Yeah. But last week, I saw one say heathen.
Lord
have mercy. And all the years I've been doing, that's the first time I ever seen that one. That somebody actually record their evening. That's what they know. He or she must be proud.
Yeah.
I place it out there. But you know what I mean? I pray for individual right away.
Amen.
I say, Lord, whoever this is, you save them right now.
Yes.
You save them to the utmost.
Yes.
But watch this now. It's easy for God to save them. As he was about to save the man that really committed to him. You know what? He knows exactly where he stands.
That's
right.
So the man that don't trust and believe in God is a heathen. He don't hear nothing about no Jesus.
That's right.
So you know exactly where he stands.
That's right.
So you know what to say and what to say to him.
That's right.
The same person, the same way. So God can do something. Believe it or not, he's allowed to get saved. God really get on with him. You get saved.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
So God knows exactly what to do with that. But the person that's in between, the lukewarm person who can admit that the mind is going to serve God today or tomorrow, amen, he's going to spew him out of his mouth. He can't trust you.
That's fine.
I ask you to go minister to somebody, but today you're not in the mood. So you're not going to go. Amen. And that's what he's saying now. So the army is getting ready to come in. You don't have time to be wishy-washy up and down here today or tomorrow. No, he wants to be focused, ready to go, fast and praying.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
The in-between man. He can't trust that man.
Right.
He don't know the status. You don't even know even the status. You can come to church when you want to. It's another issue. Come to church when they want to.
Right.
No feeling. We're locked down. So what? Amen. But the lukewarm don't really care.
That's right.
So do whatever they want. You give when you feel like it. You are just your own person. Nobody can tell you what to do, how to do. Nothing can tell you nothing. Because you know everything. You're your own man and woman. You're your own person. God can't even tell you what to do.
Come on.
The book of Proverbs says that fear is a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof is destruction. Now, throughout the Bible, you can see nothing but unfaithfulness. One moment, the people love God. The next moment, they're worshiping idols.
Yeah.
The children of Israel, we just read through the book of Isaiah.
That's right.
And we know that story. Amen. That God had to appoint a man and says to go marry of the prostitute, or marry a woman of a whore and stuff, and they have kids and stuff. Amen. Because of the unfaithfulness of Israel, so this way he'd feel a pain. Amen. But in the end, amen, when he realized that the kingdom of God is all about, he said, I'm going back and go buy her. After he got the real revelation of it all, I'm going to buy her back. Amen. She belongs to me. And no doubt about it, God can clean her up. But here you find the children of Israel. Amen. The Bible says that, amen, he takes them through the desert, that he provided them in a pillar of cloud by day, amen, and fire by night. He guided them. He fed them water, amen, when they were thirsty. He gave them manna from above, amen, when they were hungry. But they were still so ungrateful, amen. They couldn't figure out whether they were to serve God or not serve the Lord. Mm-hmm. As soon as they didn't get or see something was happening, they began to turn against the Lord. Mm-hmm. Amen. Where is he? Why is he not doing this? Why he's not doing that?
Yeah.
Amen.
Right.
But God, amen, destroyed them all. He said not one of them is going to make it to heaven except Joshua and Caleb. And he let them run around that desert until they all got wiped out.
That's right.
And a whole new generation made it in. Amen. I better tell you, you don't want to do what God do, but want you to do something, he move you out of the way and somebody will take over.
Amen.
Amen. Now maybe your children be grown up and take over. Amen. All the little ones are growing up, take over. Because it's also got a time we get tired and we get sick in our ways. Amen. 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 He wants us to come to him when we young and fruitful and energetic, and because he can get accomplished. La la la. But when we get all the stuff, it's nothing but aches and pains in our bones. And we find more excuse there. Amen. And so, the story continues, whereas Moses now went to the mountain to speak to God, get some revelation. The people thought he's taking too long. Where is he? Where is Moses? He's gone. He's probably dead. So what they do? The same money that they brought from out of Egypt,
Yep. They
begin to take it and melt it and be the golden calf.
That's right.
And decide they're going to worship it. Now, how much sense does that make? That don't make no good sense.
That's right.
How you going to worship something that can't even talk? Didn't provide nothing for you. You say something, the devil's not going to answer back.
Yeah.
Amen. But that's what they mean. And God got angry at them.
That's
right. For that. Amen. So we got to be careful that anything that we set before God becomes a lie. It can be your mother, father, sister, brother, husband, wife, children. Amen. It becomes your idol. You place it before God. They become more important than God. Amen. We have to be careful. Amen. Well, some I used to say, "Don't say, Mama, don't go." I don't know. Those people, folks know themselves. Papa, don't go.
Mama, don't go.
Amen. You know, but I'll go. I'll go all the way.
Right.
I say, okay, who don't go? Amen. I'll go. And nothing's going to turn me away from the Lord. The day I got saved, I already made up in my mind. Hey, I'm going this all the way.
Amen.
Amen. Life to me was a car, a girl, and a television. That's what life was to me when I was young. 19, 20 years old. But when the Lord got a hold of me, a lot of stuff changed. And my focus was on the Lord. Amen. Fasting every day was a sin of crying out because I was focused. I was turning. I wasn't going to turn back. Until I started getting a little bit knowledge, and I thought I was too smart.
Right.
Huh? Start slacking up. The trials and stuff start to kick in.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what I'm talking about? You start slacking. And that's why God knows us so much. See, because He knows us so much that He doesn't want to see us fall apart.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
So the moment you start to slack up, I guarantee you, devil, they're going to jot you over there. Johnny Ball, get ready to slip. I need to go wake him up. Better lose a job. Something that God's doing it. It's the devil's doing it.
That's right.
Amen. And then eventually, if you take heed, you come back.
Right.
You straighten up.
Yes.
Amen. I thought for one, why does it have to be? Why does it have to be? You don't need why. Look within yourself. You know why. You haven't been faithful as you have been.
Yeah.
You always broke. You haven't been faithful and giving as you always been. Amen. You haven't been faithful. You haven't come and do what you're supposed to do. Your agenda became more important. Amen. We got a harvest to bring in.
Yes.
Amen. We all got to be together, working together.
That's right.
We all got to be in this together. Amen. The pastor can't do it by himself.
Amen.
He's only human.
Yes.
A messenger of God. I remember a long time ago, I had an instruction. But years ago, at another church, we're going to pray for a meeting. And the individual said, we got to go to this place, man. I said, no, we got to go to prayer. He said, this is what the brother said. It's just prayer. See? There was attitude. It's just prayer.
Uh-huh.
So we can go do what we got to do. And I guarantee you, that's going to be your attitude, too. First Friday is prayer.
That's right.
It's just prayer.
Mm.
I have to be to wash my car. it's just prayer. I have to be to wash my clothes. It's just prayer. You know what? My house been needing a good clean. But that's how the enemy works, folks.
Yeah. Amen.
He planned those thoughts.
That's right.
And he planned those ideas. Anything to distract you or take you away.
Yeah.
Amen. From something that's going to help you in your life.
Amen.
So here's a way now. This particular scripture, I wasn't even thinking about it. But just this enough, I was just still sitting down praying. What does the Bible need to say? And the Holy Spirit gave me this. Matthew the 25th chapter. I said to myself, I don't see how this can add into this. Well, the Spirit said, read it. You want to be obedient to read it, right?
Yeah.
Matthew the 25th chapter. The third verse. It says, when the Son of Man shall come in His glory, and all the holy angels with Him, then shall He sit upon the throne of His glory. And before Him shall be gathered all nations, and He shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats. And He shall set the sheep on the right hand and the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto his right hand, come ye, are blessed of my Father. Inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry and they gave me meat. I was thirsty and they gave me drink. I was a stranger and they took me in. Naked and you clothed me. I was sick, you visited me. I was in prison and you came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer and say, Lord, when saw we thee hungry or and fed thee, or thirsty and gave thee drink? Wherefore we thee a stranger, took thee in our naked and clothed thee. Or wherefore thee sick or in prison and came unto thee. And the king shall answer and say unto them, verily, I say unto you, inasmuch as you have done it unto one of the least of my brethren, you have done it unto me.
Amen.
See, that's the day came out. Amen. That's what folks have been doing things for God. Amen. Who folks don't even notice or realize it. Or you within yourself have been living, training, and doing all this stuff, and not being giving and helping folks. And you think it's not noticeable. Man may not give you the credit or notice, but God has noticed, and God is going to give you the credit, and He's going to bless you in many times.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Never worry about man's what man will do. Never worry about man's reward. God has a reward for you.
Yes.
He sees every time, amen, you come to church. He sees every time you're sweating your knees. He sees it all every time you cry out. He sees every time you pray for your brothers and sisters. He sees every time when you give out of your pocket. Amen. For your brothers and sisters. He sees every time there's a heavenly need. God sees it.
Amen.
And He will be your rewarder.
Amen.
Right. Yes.
For the verse says, then shall He say unto them, unless depart from me, you cursed everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no meat. I was thirsty, you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you took me not in, and naked. Naked, you clothed me not. Sick and in prison, you visit me not. Then shall also he answer and say, Lord, when shall we thee a hunger, or a thirst, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister unto thee? Then shall he answer them, saying, verily I say unto you, inasmuch as you did it not to the one that least of these, you did it not to me. And thee shall go away to everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal.
Amen.
Into life eternal.
Amen.
God always has to remind us of His love for us. We must make up in our minds, are we in? Are we out? Are we going to be hot or cold? We'd rather be hot. He wants us to be hot, be on fire for Him. Ready to go. Ready to go, amen. I'm so glad that the pastor entrusted me to the prayer morning, to the Sunday morning prayer. I enjoy being here. I look forward to that, ready to go.
Amen.
Amen. But what you think would happen if he just shows up every other Sunday and I'm not there? See, that the view would be different. He said, wait a minute.
Right.
I can't trust this man to do his prayer because I don't know when he's going to show up. The same way God wants to trust us.
Yeah.
Amen. He wants to trust us. He wants us to be in it all of the way.
Right.
Now here's a little exercise we're going in. I need you to say, you in or you out? We are tasked with security. You
in or you out?
Are you out? You're an usher board.
In or you out?
You have to be given to the Lord's word.
In or you out?
Faithful in church attendance.
In or you out?
Faithful in prayer time.
You in or you out?
Are you in or you out? Give the Lord an answer.
Amen.
We got to do all of that. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a prayer. Come on, give the hand. Father, we thank you for your word tonight. Lord, we in or out. We want to be in all the way. We want to be hot for you. Oh God, we just thank you for your word. Forgive us of all our sins, transgressions. Forgive us, God, for being in a lukewarm condition. Please, Lord, forgive us if we find ourselves in this position. And God, we're just going to praise you, and we're just going to magnify, and we're just going to glorify your name. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.